You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and I want to dive into this concept of service plumbing sales. What is it? How do you do it? And what's it all about? Because I think a lot of times we look at these situations, we look at these different things that we have to do on a call, and we get lost in the plumbing or we get lost in the transaction, and we never really fully put the two together, realizing that, hey, look, there's a plumbing problem there. There's a reality that a customer is going through something. There is something disrupting their life. But at the same time, there is something else they're seeking to purchase. There's something else that they're seeking to get a return on investment from. And it's our job to go in and figure out what that is. And when I do sales training and service training, and when I meet with different companies and we go through this stuff, or they see me in the home, it's mind blowing to me how different I would say that they think it is, meaning that it's not aggressive. It's not sales. It's not pushy. It's not converting. It's not getting people to do closing tactics. It's not saying this to get people to do that. It's not going in there and making statements that will get people to transact. It's quite the opposite. It's about going in there and seeking to understand. I'm extremely curious. I'm a curious person when I'm in a home, when I'm on a call, when I'm working with a customer. I want to understand what's going on. I want to have a better full 360 view of what they went through. And usually I want to understand them. I want to understand their situation. I want to understand their plumbing. I want to understand what they understand about their plumbing. I want to understand the history. I want to understand their history. I want to understand the home's history. I also want to understand what they understand about the home's history. See what I'm saying? Like, I want to know everything that's going on here, what they know, what's going on, what their perception is. I want to know that stuff about pricing. I want to know that stuff about what they think the solution itself is. Like, do they think I can repair a cracked water heater? Do they think that water heaters are $400? What are their thoughts? What are they thinking? Because at the end of the day, that's what really is going to matter, because that's what you have to work with. That's what you're dealing with. Perception is reality for people. So if they think it's supposed to be cheap, then it's supposed to be cheap. If they think it's supposed to be simple, it's supposed to be simple. It requires you to educate and inform them along the way as you discover the things that you're finding. You know, when I run a call, one of the things I want my customers to know is that I'm just like them. I live in that community. I'm from that community. I live in that community. My kids probably go to school in that community. I got animals and pets that go to veterinarians and pet shops in that community. Like, I exist in that same community as them. We're from the same area. And so that makes me like them. We have a commonality. In fact, probably even have a little bit of crossover. Maybe we've got some things that we like that are the same. Maybe there's some things that we've experienced that are the same. Maybe we went to the same school, or somebody we know went to the same school. Maybe we ate at the same place. Maybe we know someone that owns the same place or works at the same place. There's probably some sort of relational commonality that we have that we can identify. And when we identify that, we can use that to build a little bit of trust and feel a little more comfortable with one another. You know, it's really important that you do this and establish this. You don't have to have a 30-minute conversation with someone. You don't have to tell them your life story. Please don't. But at the same time, you need to spend a little bit of time, just a moment or two. Okay, this is really important. This is really powerful. The more that you do this, the more the customer can understand who you are. The more the customer can understand who you are, the better off you and them will be, because they will be able to relax a little bit. And the more that they relax, the more information you're going to be able to give them and get from them. And this is important, because you do need to be able to get information from people. You do need to be able to give information to people. They need to be able to hear it, not just listen, not just in a way to where the words bounce off their eardrums, but actually hear it, process it, and believe it. And if you know, you're highly recommended by my family, and you're, you know, somebody that my family trusts, you've plumbed my whole entire family's houses, it's more likely that whatever you say to me when you come into my home, I'm going to believe. But if I just found you in the phone book or on Google for the first time and you got 5 reviews, I'm less likely to believe. Just like when I see you on Google and I see thousands of reviews, I'm more likely to believe what you say. And that's why reviews matter. That's why reputation matters. That's why your brand matters. That's why people got to feel good about it and have seen it before. But that's for another conversation for another day. Right now, what I want to focus on is this idea that when you're in the home, the relationship does absolutely matter. And how you communicate the relationship, how you communicate also now the next step, which is diagnosing, how you communicate that is going to affect whether or not they hear it. It's not only going to affect whether or not they hear it, but it's also going to affect whether or not they trust and are comfortable with giving you information. One, if they don't hear it, they won't be able to give you the right information. And if and even if they do hear it, they won't be able to give you the right information because they won't want to. They'll be nervous. They'll be scared. They'll have fear. They'll be afraid of what you're going to do with that information. So they won't give it to you. So they won't tell you about the other problems. They won't mention that the problem's been going on longer, or that it alludes to a bigger problem. They'll shut it down. And what you'll be up against is what you'll feel like is like, oh, they didn't want to do nothing, or they thought, you know, they're just cheap. That's not true. That's not what it is. I don't come across that. Look, I come across customers that are a little bit more difficult than other customers, for sure. Absolutely. I come across people who are difficult. We all do. But at the end of the day, what I've realized is that it's not about me and them. It's about them and all their past experiences, especially when I show up to the front door for the first time, because they've never met me. They've never heard me. They don't know anything about me. I was just doing tech training with a bunch of guys inside of a shop. And one of the guys, you know, everybody was pretty bought in. We were rocking and rolling. It was great. We even ran some calls together and did some big numbers. But this one particular individual was just closed-minded, just decided for himself before I ever showed up into town that I was just going to be like all the other sales trainers that he's seen in his 30 years. The problem with that was is he never met me. So he made a few statements like, ah, that's pushy. And I'm like, what's pushy? I haven't said anything that's pushy. So what? Call it out. What's pushy? And I let him talk. But he didn't have nothing. It was old examples. And the more I seek to understand about his accusations and his objections to me as a trainer, the quicker I found out it wasn't about me. And that's true inside the home as well. And so we got to just let go of that stuff. Don't take it personal. Go through the process, build a relationship. They've never had me in their home. And once they get to know me, they're going to be more willing to talk. In fact, I'm going to be that breath of fresh air. Finally, someone that actually listens. Finally, someone that actually wants to take care of me. Someone who that builds value, a professional. You know, we get reviews. We see it in the reviews. People love it. Okay, so you go and you build that relationship. Then you go and you diagnose. You diagnose by asking questions. Nothing glamorous. Get better at asking questions. You want to get really good at diagnosing and getting people to understand. Ask yourself questions. Ask the customer questions. You know, when you're problem solving, that's what you're doing, right? You're asking yourself questions like, all right, what do I need? You're trying to figure it all out. But when you got a customer in front of you and you're trying to understand them and diagnose them and see what they value, then you need to ask them questions and you need to get really good at those questions. And you also need to get really good at questions. I just put a post the other day. It's like, don't tell them the toilet's old. Ask them how old it is. And when they go, oh, I don't know. And then you pull the lid off and you look at the stamp and you go, it's 24 years old. They know it's old. Or they might even go, well, it's been here since I bought the home. When'd you buy the home? I built it in 2000. Oh, okay. So it's 24 years old for real? Like, yeah, I guess it is. When they say that's more believable for them than when you say, oh, it's old. So get really good at asking questions. So build a relationship with them. Ask questions. Ask really good questions. You got to get good at that. This is what we dive into the training. We talk about the art of asking questions and what questions you should be asking. We talk about transitioning to other items and how to transition with questions. And then also just even in the latest live tech training that we did, we talked about the ability to pre-qualify your customer throughout the call, being able to ask questions, understand what they need, and reset the framework and the groundwork and giving the customer a little bit of anticipation and hope, not only in what the future lies for them as far as what options and solutions you might give them, but also maybe even any deals that you might be able to offer them. You know, I've made comments to customers before. I've been out there for a fill valve. And we're looking at the fill valve, and then it turns into an old toilet, and we're looking at old toilets, and we got multiple toilets, but we got really hard water, and so we start talking about softeners, or we start talking about repipes, or anything bigger than that. And I've had times where the conversation just grew. And the next thing I know, the customer's really interested in getting rid of all the galvanized. And I say something like, well, look, if you're going to get rid of all the galvanized and we're going to be out here doing that, I'm going to be out here for a day or two. At that point, let me see what I can do, but I'll see if I can just give you a toilet. But I'll give you an option for just the toilet, but I'll also give you an option to repipe it and maybe throw that toilet in. Let me see what I'm allowed to do. And I've had that conversation. I've had to reach back out to the office. Can I do a discount on this? Can I, whatever the thing is. Like, I've even told them, hey, look, I'm going to do a full price toilet. But at the same time, if I end up going with a repipe, I'm going to see if I can just throw that toilet in. Are you guys good with that? And they're like, yeah, we're good with that. Yeah, throw that toilet in. Do you have any other toilets we can throw in? Especially if the call's evolved, right, into now a two-day call instead of a 10-minute call or a 30-minute call or an hour-long call. Okay, and this is really important because you're not going to learn this stuff without having these conversations. You're not going to get any of these bigger conversations without asking these questions. It's just not going to happen on its own. Customer's not just going to be like, hey, I'm glad you're here. Can you take a look at my fill valve? And, you know, I kind of get this sense that my galvanized pipe should be replaced. So while you're looking at the fill valve, can you also give me a quote to repipe and to replace both toilets? And if you could throw in both those toilets with that repipe, I'll do the repipe today. Like, no one answers the door with that. Okay, and so that's up to you to figure all that out. And the third one is just simply that. It's packaging those things together. Being able to take that information and piece it all together. Being able to tie it all together. Being able to help the customer go, okay, listen, I listened. I did every, you know, we talked. We had a really great conversation. We went through and found these problems, unfortunately. I gave you some solutions, some different suggestions. I gave you even some tips. I gave you some tips on your shower. We're not even talking about the shower, replacing it or doing anything with it, but I still gave you some, you know, you're kind of walking through this big conversation you just had with the customer where you're now friends and you've given them some extra advice. You maybe even suggested a good soccer program for one of their kids as that conversation evolved, whatever. Then you diagnosed everything. And now you're like, okay, look, we talked about the toilet. You mentioned maybe getting a bidet. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I don't want to spend your money. So I'm going to give you an option for just the toilet. And then I'll give you a second option for the bidet. That way you can just do the toilet if you want. I also put together an option for a third option here where we can do both toilets. And if you want to do the bidet, I'll honor the same kind of discount for the second one. So whatever that conversation is. But what you got to do is you got to really get good at, A, having the conversation, getting the information, and at the end of the call, you got to get really good at being able to regurgitate and recommunicate that. Look, you want to get, I'll tell you what, we got a relationship training that we did. It's on fears, reducing the fears and building relationships and establishing that at the front door. It actually was like $800, $797. If you reach out to us right now on our website, we'll give it to you for free. In fact, you can just email us, info@theplumbingsalescoach.com, info@theplumbingsalescoach.com, or you can just go to theplumbingsalescoach.com and fill out the little request form and just say, I want the free relationships training that I heard about on the podcast, and we'll hook you up. We'll straight up hook you up. What we'll do is we'll give you a login to the back office. We'll lock everything else down so you can't see all the stuff, but you can at least have access to that. The worksheets, the relationship training, the whole thing. Again, it was like $800. We'll just give it to you because I want you to see how to do this, at least on that first step of the three that we just talked about, that relationship side where you can build those relationships because it's powerful. And it's really cool how when you start doing this with your customers, you'll start seeing that those, you know, the price objections, the buyer's remorse, all those things start to go away. They don't just start to go away. They do. They're gone. You know, we don't have that. In fact, I went to Lafayette, Louisiana, and while I was there, I ran, I think, 6 calls. And the last call I ran was a situation where the venting was jacked up on a washing machine. Okay. And it was, it was a $500 repair. That and something else. But, you know, just again, asking questions, building a relationship, having a conversation with the customer, she decided that, you know, maybe she wanted to look at bigger solutions. So this is the review that she leaves. And I was out there 3 weeks ago. She just left this review like a week ago or whatever, a couple of days ago. But it says, Next Plumbing was out to fix another shady handyman work. So she said the other work that she had done by somebody else was shady handyman work. I didn't call it that. She did. And she said, I had the pleasure of working with Fresh, which she called me by my last name, which is funny, Corey and Jake. They are friendly professionals that are skilled at what they do. After consult was finished up with Fresh, she's talking about with me because I ran the call. She said, they are friendly professionals that are skilled at what they do. After the consult was finished with Fresh. When I tell you hard workers, these guys showed up ready to work. The first day they worked until 7 p.m. and completed a good bit of the work. Second day they showed up at 8:30 a.m. and worked until afternoon. Third day, all the work was completed by noon. This is the kind of service you can only dream of because it's so rare these days. I pray this company recognizes what a great asset you both are. Thank you again for your great service and outstanding work. They did exactly what they said they would. Next Plumbing is really a name you can trust that hires people that take pride in their work. And even the ones I spoke with over the phone, Logan, she's talking about the office person. If you ever in need, if you're ever in need of a plumber, you don't have to second guess. Give them a call and request these guys. You know, she went from a $400, $500 repair to a $6,000 repair. And that's how she feels about it. That's how she feels about it. And that's because we understood, we seek to understand what was going on in that home, what was going on with her, what her real issues were. She had old cast iron pipes. She had galvanized water lines. It was an older home. It was a one bathroom home. And it wasn't in Beverly Hills, that's for sure. But we went in there and treated her just like everyone else. In fact, I was talking to somebody the other day. You know, I was thinking about this. It's crazy to me. But when we prejudge people, when you prejudge people, you have to realize there's a good chance that this is happening to them a lot. They're getting prejudged a lot. And because there's a reason why you're prejudging them, and that they're probably getting that same prejudgment from other people. So when you go in and you don't prejudge someone, when you go in, you actually treat them like a human, and you listen to them and you talk to them, you don't see them for a certain value before you even learn anything about them. Then what happens is they see a difference. They experience a difference that they sense, they feel that presence, that difference, and they like it. It's attractive to them. And because they're being treated like a normal person, kids, you know, I worked in youth ministry and kids ministry, and you know, you get down on a kid's level, not just physically, but just in the way you talk on their level, you talk at their level. They love it. They love it. They are attracted to it, and they will come, they'll be drawn to it. And so that's what you have to do. You have to get on people's level. Okay. And stop prejudging and all this. Just go in, build a relationship. Figure out what's going on, have a conversation, ask questions, diagnose, don't prejudge, let the conversation evolve, see where it goes, and then put together solutions that make sense to what those questions were, okay? If you do those things, I promise what will happen is you will see your customers entertain bigger ticket items. You'll see your customers entertain bigger solutions. You'll see them entertain the idea of doing more work with you. You want that free relationships training, just go to our website, theplumbingsalescoach.com, fill out the form or email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach, and we will get that out to you. Listen, remember, you got to build a relationship, you got to diagnose, and you got to value stack. That's the three skills, that's the three deals, that's the three things that you got to get good at. And when you get good at those, then the rest is history. Your customers absolutely love the experiences they have. They'll write you scathing, amazing, long, long, long letter reviews. Actually, I don't know why I said scathing. I guess that's not a good word. But they'll write you good reviews, great reviews, and they'll tell the world about you. I love you guys. Remember, as usual, and as always, and as every day, you should be doing this. Serve your community and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.